Have you experienced this? In the world of investing, extroverted personalities often dominate the conversation. From flashy day traders to charismatic venture capitalists, the image of a successful investor is often associated with assertiveness and outspokenness. However, for introverts who prefer solitude and thoughtful analysis, there's a different path to building wealth, one that embraces your quiet strengths and focuses on strategic, low-key approaches. So in this episode, we'll explore introverted investing, which is strategies tailored to the temperament of quiet souls who prefer to build wealth silently. Welcome. I am Camilla Jeffs, a 20-year student of money. I'm an introvert who started out broke and full of fear. Fast forward to today, where I've conquered the secrets of getting my financial house in order, become a professional investor, and built a business that supports my family. And I'm going to show you exactly how I did it. We're going to talk about getting in the game as a real investor, building a business to support you, and passing on wealth strategies to the next generation. Think of this as your one-stop shop for all things money. This is the Quiet Wealth Podcast. I want to give a quick shout out to my podcast manager, Abby. If you're in need of help in launching and managing your own show, please reach out to her at productions@abbygwacki.com. I'll put her details in the show notes. She really is the best, and I love her. Hey, I'm Camilla, an introvert who has built a large investment portfolio, owns several businesses, and lives way out in the country on a mini farm. Welcome to my cozy corner of the internet. I launched Quiet Wealth to help other introverted entrepreneurs learn to invest, build businesses, and pass on their knowledge to the next generation. So please subscribe so you can get alerted when a new episode comes out. First, let's understand what exactly is introverted investing. So this is not about loud pronouncements or bold moves. It's about leveraging the innate qualities of introversion, such as like deep thinking, patience, and a preference for solitary reflection to make informed financial decisions. So unlike the fast-paced world of day trading or high-pressure sales tactics, introverted investing uses thoughtful analysis, long-term planning, and a focus on fundamentals for long-term gains. So let's talk about five strategies for introverted investors. Number one is research-driven investing. Introverts excel at digging deep into complex topics and absorbing the information. So you got to use this strength to thoroughly research potential investments, analyze the financial statements, the market trends, and the industry developments before making your decisions. Really take your time to understand the underlying fundamentals of every investment opportunity rather than relying on like the surface level information or market hype. The second strategy is having a long-term perspective. So introverted investors are well-suited to adopt a long-term perspective when it comes to building wealth. We're not out there chasing short-term gains or trying to time the market. We're focusing on investing in high-quality assets with strong growth potential over the long term. So we really embrace the power of compounding returns by holding on to investments for extended periods, which allows your wealth to grow steadily over time. One trick I learned was to invest your money, then never touch the principal, which means if you invest $100,000 this year, that $100,000 will always stay invested and you will only spend the interest made on that investment. Third strategy, diversification. We hear about this all the time. Spread your investment capital across a diversified portfolio, which helps to minimize risk and maximize returns. So introverts are naturally risk averse and feel uncomfortable putting all our eggs in one basket. And diversification really helps this. You're going to spread your exposure across different asset classes, industries, geographic regions, which really reduces the impact of any single investment's performance on your overall portfolio. For example, my portfolio consists of mutual funds diversified across a variety of companies, a short-term rental that we own on our own, two businesses, and 12 real estate group investments. My real estate is further diversified by having different asset classes, such as large multifamily, small multifamily, private lending to fix and flippers, and short-term rentals. And then I'm even further diversified by having those in different markets across the U.S. I have properties in Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, North Carolina, and Florida. Strategy 4, passive income streams. So really explore opportunities to generate passive income streams that align with your introverted nature. So consider investing in dividend and paying stocks, rental properties, digital assets that can generate steady income with minimal ongoing effort. So passive income streams really provide a source of financial stability and freedom, which allows you to build wealth silently while maintaining your preferred lifestyle. And I created an entire episode about passive income streams, so be sure to check that out as well. Strategy 5, selective engagement. While introverts may prefer solitude, effective investing does require some degree of interaction with others, whether it's discussing investment ideas with trusted advisors, networking with fellow investors, or participating in online communities. So I really love this term, selective engagement. While I do attend conferences and networking events, I am very selective about the ones I attend, how long I stay, and how many people I talk to. I know how to dial up my extroversion when needed, and I also give myself permission to leave when my energy starts to decline. So embrace your need for selective engagement and find the conferences that feel more safe. For example, a recent conference I attended focused on female real estate investors, and they set up their conference using round tables rather than rows of chairs. So this invited natural conversation with the stability of this table in front of you. And then the speakers periodically had the group participate in guided group discussions at each table. Do you want to know why it was so successful for us introverts? One of the main leaders of the conference is an introvert herself. So in conclusion, introverted investing offers a quiet but powerful approach to building wealth, one that really harnesses the strengths of introversion to achieve long-term financial success. Prioritize research, adopt a long-term perspective, diversify your portfolio, explore passive income streams, and embrace selective engagement. This will help you as an introverted investor navigate the world of finance with confidence and conviction. Remember, building wealth silently doesn't mean operating in isolation. It's about finding a balance that allows you to thrive financially while still honoring your introverted nature. So embrace your quiet strengths, trust your instincts, and embark on your own journey to financial independence with quiet confidence. Thanks so much for joining me on the Quiet Wealth Podcast. If you want more, head on over to CamillaJeffs.com/podcast to get the show notes and dive into other episodes. While you're there, be sure to grab the free guide to building wealth. And if you know a friend who is struggling with money, please send this episode to them. Let's share the wealth in as many ways as we can. Until next time, much success.